Hello and welcome to Sonic Boom Radio. I'm Dr. Taradar Boom DA. Dr. Boom is on vacation this week. Today we have a special show dedicated to singer-songwriter Jane Zibri. Jane is a little, well, let's just say she's a bit kooky. But we're big fans of her work here at Sonic Boom. Today, we feature one of my favorite pieces, A Day in the Life. Is a sound collage by Jane recorded in New York City in 1997. An intimate look inside one of the most interesting artists today. So sit back and let's spend a day in the life of Jane Zibri.
Check.
Jane Zibri here. This is a little thank you to you all for your support and your enthusiasm.
Yes.
A travelogue to you.
Yes.
Little snippets of projects I've been working on in the last little while. And I think I might call it A Day in the Life, or I might call it Chapter 5 Butter.
Chapter 5 Butter? That's the name of an album?
Or I might call it Platinum Central, or I might call it Only in Your Dreams, Buddy.
Yes.
Whatever. I guess by the time you get this, you'll know what I called it. Anyway, I wish you all the best, and I thank you all. Sincerely, Jane Zibri, on Sheba Records' first birthday.
It's a full moon tonight.
May 17th, 1997.
Oh my God, I'm late. Always late. He's gonna kill me. Oh, thanks.
The car, I'll put my hair up, make me feel good. Then we'll talk about happiness. Then we'll talk about happiness. Then we'll talk.
We were getting people's opinion on where true happiness can be found.
Oh. I'd like an updo. It's gotta last for 3 days.
But a day?
Inhale the energy. And exhale. Inhale the energy, and exhale the fatigue. And inhale the energy, and exhale the fatigue.
Hi, Jane. This is Patty Larkin calling. And I have a song that I haven't even finished yet that I want to put on this new album I'm working on. It's perfect for your airy, just beautiful ideas, like on the song The Valley, where it's and give me a call. Bye.
Check. Down to Leroy. Do you know Leroy?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I listen to a tape on my Walkman? Do you mind? I don't have headphones. Oh, that's a woman called Patty Larkin. Yeah, she's a folk singer. Did you recognize her voice?
Yeah, I like that song, but I don't know. You know the voice, the album name?
No, it's a song, it's a new song for her new album that isn't out yet.
I'm
just going to a studio now to sing on it.
That's your song?
No, it's her song.
What's your name, Patty?
Patty Larkin, L-A-R-K-I-N.
When will you be available?
Do you have an address I can give her?
Oh, my home address?
Yeah. Oh, might be on the other side. Just give me $5. And here's your pen. Can I get out now? Okay.
Please.
Excuse me, are we on Leroy Street right now?
Okay,
look this. This way. Oh, okay. Excuse me, do you know where Leroy Street is? Okay. Excuse me, do you know where Leroy Street is?
Leroy Street?
Leroy.
Oh, Leroy.
Leroy Street. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Thanks.
Hello, Mr.
Yeah. Hi, is this
yeah.
Oh, hi, Patty.
How are you?
So, I'm sorry I'm late.
That's all right.
But you have a new fan and a cab driver.
Oh, fabulous.
I got his address, and you're supposed to let him know when the record's out.
Oh, okay. Come on in. This is in. You have a fan in Missouri that says hi that I just spoke to last night.
Yeah, okay. Where am I going to be singing?
I guess we're here.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Can I put my stuff here, then?
Yeah.
You don't have any...
Yeah.
Do you have any hot water?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to need a spoon.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get a boat, yeah, home.
Listen to Roseanne, that was stopped by. I said, where do you use your cash? Oh, for Jake Foucault. Well, it's
$200.
Right, $280,
yeah.
Yeah.
What, $280? $280?
Yeah.
What, $280?
Yeah, yeah.
90 for the cut and, like, do a color thing or something. Some other.
Do you want to have that in?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just like, get my microphone.
And then I liked what they did, so I went back a couple more times.
You kidding?
No. But did they do it as good the second time? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. I
They're high enough.
Like breathing, coming up for air is like it really should be more really expanded. Yeah, like a harmony, like you want, you know, just so it's more like breathing instead of.
This is the biggest nerve. Your legs are the strongest part of your body, everybody. That's the main transportation. When you can't walk no more, you're finished.
This is a message for Jane Sibbery. It's Peter Galway calling from Profile Records. I'm doing a project for a new label, Profile Astor Place, honoring the music of Laura Nyro.
Laura Nyro.
I wondered if you might be interested in participating.
Uh-huh.
There'll be about 12 or 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. Contemporary women artists.
Oops, sorry.
No. possibility of singing one of Laura's songs, and this will include San Vega and I Trust Yourself, Patty Clark, and Lini Stern and Jazz Guitars, women of many different styles, and so on. So give this some thought.
I did.
Let's talk about it further.
Okay. Oh, I'd love to do a song by Laura Nero. How would I ever choose, though? To do all of them.
A really important voice for my 14-year-old soul. Do you want me to call you back?
When I came into contact with her, and especially her bright, high notes, I needed to have activated in me.
All this, my shoelace broke, and I didn't know what to do. And I was looking at the headphones to my Walkman, and then my shoe, and then the headphones, and then my shoe. So as we were working on the music, this character, Peony, started to appear. And she's dancing by the railroad tracks, and she's practicing the tango. And this horse keeps running past her, trying to tell her to pay attention to the train that was coming, but she doesn't hear. So she dies. And then the story continues as she moves through different worlds.
Microsoft. I am the creator of a funny, funky little show on the MSN network, which is an interactive music site, and I would be most pleased to talk to you about possibly participating in this craziness with me and my team. It's called Riff, R-I-F-F-F, and it's kind of hard to describe until you see it, but I thought of you because of your incredible originality and experimental musicianship. And I hope that you'll have a chance to call me back and we can discuss it. I think it could be an interesting ride. It's something to do with Microsoft, and so to write some music for it. And then people can interact with it, and they're going to have graphics and everything. It sounds, well, I'm just curious to check out Microsoft, really, to tell you the truth. Such a strange animal. Such a strange animal.
your butt, Alan Pepper. Give me buzz at the club.
Yes.
Jane, it's Alan Pepper at the bottom line. Listen, you cannot bring live animals in here for the Christmas show. You're going for a disco funk atmosphere, but there's just no way I'm pulling out the chairs and tables here to make room for a dance floor. It just ain't going to happen. If you have any problem, get back to me.
Hello, bottom line.
Hi, James. It's Jane Sibbery. Is Alan there?
Hello, bottom line.
Okay, that's great.
Great, right?
Thanks, James.
Yeah, thanks a lot, James.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Let me hear this.
Yeah, I'll send it to you for sure.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Can't get Mayor Hein. Can't get Mayor Hein.
Hello, Mrs.
Hi, 57th and 7th, please. Do you mind if I sing in your back seat here? I have to practice something. No, just keep driving. I have to practice. Anyway, never mind. The bridge. Oh. Sigh. Where's that? Oh, the bridge. Where am I as I swallow your tears. When the faith was a sipper of tears. It's a bit low. Do you laugh at your... No, have you ever heard of Joe Jackson? Yeah, he's, anyway, yeah, never mind, he's a singer. All right.
Please be sure to take all your belongings from the taxi and ask the driver for a receipt.
Hi, Jane, it's Joe Jackson. It's about 11:30 on Tuesday, and I was just calling to... We put a comp for your vocal together last night, and it's really great, I think. I'm really thrilled with it. So I just wanted to tell you that. Thank you once again. And I don't know.
Inhale the energy. And exhale the fatigue.
Hi, Gene. It's Daryl Anger. I wanted to call in... let you know something about what the project is and it. So here we go. Old time folk music of North America that I've come across in my life between the cracks, and they all have the distinction first of being unforgettable. They've lasted for some of them for hundreds of years, some of them for less than that, but have been passed on orally. I'm gonna send you a track.
Hello, Daryl. It's Jane. I got your version of Shenandoah, and it's a wonderful version. The only thing is that I think for me to give you what I think you want from me, it's too fast, and it doesn't have enough open spaces. So what I've done is...
Well, I just got your tapes back, it was pretty surprising. I didn't really expect that you'd, chuck the whole track, but, wow. Well, wow. Well, wow. Well,
hi, Jenny, it's Helen Colley.
Wow.
We've been hearing that song going from Toronto to our house, and you made us very, very happy. It's just the most beautiful, beautiful song, which make you cry and make you happy. Thank you. Have a good Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.
Oh, Shenandoah, I want your waters far away, your rolling rivers. Oh, Shenandoah, your own true daughter.
Sail away,
care about how the rest of the world conducts itself. The more sad. I resolve to take the...
Very, very sad.
Take the truer path, which isn't always the easiest one.
With the solar black day, which I really don't
I have one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. And then you go outside, you see the sky, and it's so huge and it's so wide.
Enjoy.
And you forgot all about it. And then you see a couple birds up, way up high, and you think, where have I been all day long? And it's gone.
Through your body, does anything you want to tell your subconscious? Send down whatever you need. You got all the healing powers in your body, right? Let them kick in.
I liked it better before you did that. I liked it better before you did that.
So I'm sending you some words, and I don't have any music written, but if you like the words, let me know, and I'll try to work on some music, see if the faint trickle in my head, melody-wise, will turn into a full-blown babbling brook. Oh, bad. That's so bad. Sure you want me to write a song for you? So I sent you the song, and I want to let you know that the chorus, I sing it low, but I imagined you singing in an octave higher in your beautiful, rich, brass section of a voice. And just want to say you're wonderful, and I hope you like it, or whatever.
Hey, Jane. I guess you're on holidays, which I'm envious of. But we cut Ain't It Funny in the same key, and I really love The Train and the Phone, and I was wondering if I could get those two things on that, and then we could put it in where you had it, because I really love that.
We made love last night. Wasn't good, wasn't bad. Intimate stranger. Made me kind of sick. When I got up this morning, the coffee wasn't on. Slowly dawned on me. Guess I shouldn't be so shocked. I guess I shouldn't be so surprised. I guess I sort of noticed that sadness in your eyes. All this time together, I still felt so alone. The two of us could never seem to house a home. Oh, my baby's gone. My baby's gone. Oh, so long. Maybe I'm a little bit relieved. Even a little bit glad. 'Cause now that you're gone, maybe I won't feel so sad. Now that you're gone, I feel like such a fool, putting up with such emptiness for so long. I'm blinded by the cold. My baby's gone. So glad I
it's something I know. I see you back outside my life. Looking at your suitcases and looking, oh, so surprised. Ain't it funny? One of life's little jokes. I thought you'd gone for
Friday. Okay, that's all I'm
going to
tell you. Goodbye.
Can't get Mayor high enough. Okay, just let me off at the corner. Can I have a receipt, please?
Please be sure to... Wait a minute. You're Chapter 5 Butter? That's the name of an album? Hey, God bless you.
See you next week. Don't forget your spiritual side. Don't forget your spiritual side. Don't forget your spiritual side. Mass is grace in everybody.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jane?
Yeah.
Hi, we talked to you last Sunday.
Yeah.
Our message today is that there will be no more tears.
All right, then.
Troubled family.